Hey, what's up? It's Mario Armstrong on the go again, this time from another train station. Every day this week so far, I've been at train stations. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. I'm going to talk to you about the power of we over I and how it changed everything for me. Let's go. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's do it, Matt. All right, so what I want you to do is I want you to embrace the word we and remove the word I as much as you can from your vocabulary. Nothing great was ever done by one person. Using the word we for years has changed my outcomes dramatically. Several years ago, all right, I started using the word we because the picture is bigger than you or me, and you aren't going to be successful or make major impact just on your own. No matter how well-funded you are or how much money or how well-resourced, it all still takes a team to get it done in a big way. So using the word we has also other effects. By default, the word we is an expansion word. What I mean by that is that the word we means more than one. So whenever you use vocabulary that has you thinking expansively, in this case saying we instead of I, it begins a subconscious process of how you actually see yourself. You no longer begin just seeing you. Because of the word, your mind starts to adjust your reality to be more expansive in nature. Therefore, you start thinking in we and you start acting in we. I found that I started wanting to ensure that my overall team was happy, that they were challenged, that they were excited. And since it was we, I wanted us to push ourselves to develop new ideas and new projects, not just me. The best part about this whole we thing is the feeling of what I call transference of I to we. I love it when I would be, say, interviewed or I was at a networking event and the interviewers would always ask me, who is this we you are referring to? It was great because they just saw me, but they didn't realize that there were others involved. That gives you the chance to actually highlight the other people that are on your team, as well as also subliminally showing your strength in numbers. When you say we, people are like, oh, it's not just Mario? There's a team? Yes, that sends a big signal. Even if you have freelancers working for you, you should say we. Even if they're contractors, you should say we. Even if you are a solopreneur, you should say we. You still have others that speak to you about your biz and rely on your outcomes, like your family. So that's we. Work harder to remove the word I and replace it with we. And just remember this. There's an old African proverb that reads, you can go fast alone or you can go farther together. Use we and you'll start going farther together. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.